Good morning, everyone. This is Peter again. Pronouns are he, him. First off, I want to respond to Christian. Welcome. It's great seeing you here on Cappuccino. So thank you for joining us. It's interesting that you talk about clothing and such because, and this kind of ties back a little bit to what I was sharing previously, is that I grew up in a predominantly white town on Long Island, North Shore Long Island. And there was definitely a group of people, white kids, that, you know, would dress what some may interpret or consider as like gang-like attire and such. But it's just interesting, like the contrast that, you know, in one area that can be interpreted one way, especially if you're white, and for you otherwise it was, you know, otherwise. And you know, I can't imagine having a police officer point a gun to directly at you, and I just feel like that would be so traumatizing. And like, guns freak me out, even just like being in the presence of a gun nearby, it just like freaks me out and stuff. So I don't know, I just a random thought. Thought it was kind of interesting. So yeah. So this bean is in response to Carlo regarding his comment response at the restaurant. You know, it's crazy that these things happen, you know, like even if we're not at the actual like incident, like even if we weren't at the shooting or whatnot, seeing and hearing about these things constantly, like, can really have an effect on how we behave and how we move through life and such. You know, for me, I've definitely noticed that I'm even more like paranoid, I think, like of my surroundings. Like literally, like right now, I'm like walking up 9th Avenue after a workout. And this man, like this white guy, was like maybe 3-4 feet behind me, like a little too close for comfort, like directly behind me. And he was on the phone, but when he started talking over on the phone, it caught me by surprise. And I kind of like looked back and like was startled a little bit. And then I made sure to keep my distance from him and like let him pass me. In addition, every time I walk home up 9th Avenue, I always have my water bottle out and like it's held in a way so that I'm grabbing the top of it. And should anyone come up behind me or, you know, try to attack me in some way, I'm like ready to like smash them with my bottle. So note to anyone, if you see me walking up 9th Avenue with a bottle in my hand, don't surprise me because I might smack you by accident.
Hey everyone, what's going on? This is Paul. My pronouns are he and him. I'm thinking, I guess ever since I was a kid, I'd always hear, Paul, be careful. I mean, it makes me laugh sometimes because now I'm at the age that I am, but I've always heard this when I was a kid, you know, like everything that I did, like be careful when you're like playing with other people. But more like, I guess like, you know, parents want to protect you, or maybe they just want to protect me also from getting in trouble. Like it was almost everything. Like it affected how my relationships with friends, even it really actually affected my career path, because originally I wanted to be an architect, which I actually did go to school for, and I ended up changing my major because if something happened in one of my projects, if someone got hurt, I would get in trouble. And I don't know, that's one specific thing, but anyways, now with everything that's going on, I mean, I was just talking to Eric, my fiance, and you know, we live in Hell's Kitchen, and now like he's got pepper spray, and now he's gonna get one for me too. And we walk down 9th Avenue, which is pretty popular. I mean, now, like, the more progressive the area is getting, at the same time, it's getting a little bit more sketch. So, like, I know to kind of be a little bit more aware of my surroundings, just because it definitely is different. With everything that's been happening, I am actually worried when, you know, Eric is walking home and he literally works around the corner, but he has this app which basically tells you, like, if a crime's happening, it's around the corner. And literally, like, someone's getting stabbed in the corner, or even when we're walking our dog Rufus, you kind of see some guys that might not be up to any good. But anyways, yeah, always being careful, that's something that's always been instilled in me. And so I'm a little bit of a worrywart, and so I do worry about my friends, I worry about my mom in Costco, but just be careful out there, y'all. All right, love y'all, bye.